forward. We'll all right. Coming down in 3, 2, 1, Rock 107 WIRX and WIRX.com. It's Brock back once again. And honestly, I hate to say it. This is our final podcast with the Michigan Business Project. I know it's unbelievable. We have done 10 of these. This is number 10. And I've learned so much. And I do want to say, Heather, thank you so much for everything that you've done to open my eyes to not something that I didn't think happened, but not something that I thought needed to be addressed as much as it does. And as we've learned, as we've grown with this, it's been such an eye-opening experience, and I'm honored to be a part of it and getting to meet you and all the amazing people that we've interviewed throughout this process. It's been great. And I hope that at the end of this, even if one person life can be affected by what we've done, I think we've done our job in this, and that's what I hope, and then some. And like I've always kind of joked, as much fun as it's been getting to talk with you guys and learn about this, I hope that we never have to do this again. I hope at the end of this, we get this in the bud and human trafficking is no longer an issue. But until that day comes, I think people can use these as tools, as outlets to find out more, to help combat human trafficking here in the future, now where we're at the present. So it's been great. So thank you so much for doing all this. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. You're welcome. Thanks for having us. We really appreciate this.
Yeah, it's been great. And we're just going to do what we do and talk more about it, mostly now for people. And I'm sure this has been a question. If people have been watching these listening to these podcasts, they might be thinking, well, what can I do to help? And maybe some people feel like, well, I'm not involved in any law enforcement. I'm not involved in the medical field. I don't, you know, it might be kind of one of those where it kind of a daunting task. Now, when we get to all of that, we do actually need to mention that right now, January is a very special month, something that MAP is obviously deals with every single day. You want to tell us about that?
Yes. Yeah, it is a very important month, especially for MAP. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. So obviously, this is kind of what we are all about, is bringing awareness to human trafficking. So yeah, this month we are blasting our social media every day with resources for everyone to grow in their awareness and understanding of human trafficking. We are referencing these podcasts, which have been such a great resource for anyone wanting to get a good intro into human trafficking and what it is. So thank you for doing this with us. Just even kind of on that note, Brock, I'm curious, what have been some of the new things that you have learned these past 8 episodes and that have been eye-opening for you or helped you understand better? Just so you know, put you on the spot.
Yeah, of course. I always one glaring thing that I think really stood out to me was how new the fight really is. And the fact that the first law to combat human trafficking was written in just 2000. That's unbelievable to me. The fact that this fight that you guys have been doing is still so new and so fresh. It so much so that you guys are still, laws are changing constantly. There's new information coming out. There's information that we're all learning about this. That was really eye-opening, because when you start something like this, human trafficking, you're like, well, you guys have probably been, I mean, this has been something that's, no, that fight is so new, and that's good and bad in a sense. It's good because here we are, we're taking it on, we're helping people every single day, but also there's a lot of hurdles yet that we need to get over, and that's why we're doing this. So that was one that really stood out. And it just learning the signs, things that you wouldn't expect to watch for. And I think that's what's, again, the educational part of this is, I feel so much more prepared that if for some reason, someday I may find something that I don't think is right. I'd be like, well, I remember talking about this. I feel now more confident in helping combat human trafficking. And that just makes me feel like a better human to everyone else. You know, that's, it really is. It's like, I feel like now I can do my due diligence. And if I could help one person, even if it's just giving a number out, even if it's giving the hotline number out, giving a website out, that's not something I knew before. I didn't know the hotline number before. I didn't know to tell map-mi.org, go there. And that's also really big. It's just, I've learned now different signs, different things to look for, and I feel better educated, which is so key for combating human trafficking. So that's there, if I were to give my two main ones, that's it right there. So
yes. Well, that's awesome. I'm so great. That like fills my cup. And yeah, that means we're doing our job well then. If you feel like those are some things that you learned, because yeah, those are so important. And especially, yeah, knowing those facts and those the real signs and indicators. And yeah. So awesome. Love it.
Now, again, I've learned so much about MAP, but maybe for some reason someone is just popping on now to this podcast. They're finding the last one and go back and listen, which if this is the first one you're checking out, make sure you go back and listen to our previous nine. So much great information. And like I've always said, it's not an easy conversation, but it's a conversation we have to have. Tell us more about MAP, the Michigan Abolitionist Project. Let us know about that and what you're involved in there.
Yeah. Yes. So MAP, the organization that I work for, Michigan Abolitionist Project, began in 2012 as a grassroots organization and has now grown into the professional organization that we are today. Our mission is growing the movement of people and organizations working to prevent and end human trafficking in Michigan and beyond. So that's something that is a little unique or specific to our organization, is that we do focus on domestic human trafficking, and specifically human trafficking that's happening in Michigan, and raising awareness and bringing education to people in Michigan. The three main ways that we do work to prevent and end human trafficking are through education, engagement, and which leads to eradication. So we educate others on what human trafficking is, like in this podcast, engage communities, organizations, and professionals, all with the goal of ending the demand and eventually eradicating human trafficking altogether.
So the three E's, and that is a lot. Let's talk a little bit more about what each of those mean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for education, the main way that we do that is through giving human trafficking presentations. So that can include professionals such as law enforcement. We had Alyssa and Meg on here with the Southwest Michigan group talking about healthcare. We do presentations for healthcare workers, legal, and many others, as well as just concerned citizens who want their communities or their faith-based organizations trained. So if you are listening and you are interested, you can find our speaker request form on our website. And we also have a monthly Cup of Hope episode that Emily, who's been on quite a few of the podcasts, my counterpart on the east side, she and Hannah McPeak from another human trafficking organization do that. They introduce a different topic each month and bring in different experts to speak to the issues. They are awesome. They've done some incredible work over the last year with that. So we would definitely encourage you to check out our Facebook page and watch those Cup of Hope episodes. But yeah, that's a lot of the education we do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Great stuff too. And there's so many different tools to use in this. And obviously you guys are behind a lot of that, and things you've pulled in from other organizations. So again, go explore, find out more, do that education. It'll just benefit you and everyone around you as well. Now, we did mention this month, very special month, important month for you guys. I'm sure you have a lot of things planned. What do you have lined up for this month?
Yeah, so we have our one of our big conferences. We have two big conferences that we do each year. And this month we have our annual Michigan Human Trafficking Summit. And that's coming up in a few weeks on January 28th. It's going to be from 9 in the morning until 2 p.m. We do this event every year, and the purpose is to bring together professionals who are involved in human trafficking in any way, shape, or form to update them on where Michigan is at, educate them on some topics of interest, and provide a space for networking. So we're really excited for this year. The speaker lineup is awesome. We're hosting it with two other organizations, C, which stands for Solutions to End Exploitation from the west side of the state, and then the Joseph Project on the east side of the state, which is an anti-human trafficking organization that provides legal services for survivors of trafficking. Anybody that's listening, I would really encourage you to sign up. It's going to be a really great conference. And then we also have another annual conference that we do called Empower. And that's really geared toward anyone, anywhere, And it focuses on educating the general public on different topics that relate specifically to human trafficking in our world today.
Awesome. Awesome. And a big month. And I hope everyone takes time to appreciate this month and get involved. It's a great month to get involved with that. Kick off the new year and get involved in this fight against human trafficking. And let's talk about the second E, engaging. Now, engaging the community, which I feel like I'm kind of part of right now. So let's talk about that. Tell us about that E. Tell us about that E.
You are a part of engaging the community. Absolutely. And yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. Any person in any of our communities in Michigan that wants to get involved in anti-human trafficking work to address human trafficking, this is a space we want to engage our communities. So one way that we do that, we have a few different ways. The first way, this is kind of, I call it your dip your toes in the water way to get involved in anti-human trafficking efforts. It's our abolitionist program. It's an email, a 10-week email series that introduces human trafficking and gives some different challenges each week to engage the content. So it's a really a basic takes maybe like 10 minutes to read the email. And if you're just kind of like, what is human trafficking? What is this all about? I think I might want to get involved. That's a great way to just get your toes in the water. Mm-hmm. Then we have our community groups. So we have about 15 of them that are all over the state. They're comprised of everyday people in the community that are concerned about human trafficking and that want to do something about it. So each community group hosts monthly meetings to educate their local community about human trafficking and related issues. And then they also, as engaged citizens, engage their community by planning outreach events, awareness activities, and other local service projects. So we just had a couple from the Southwest Michigan Human Trafficking Task Force, Alyssa and Meg. And so they are part of one of our community groups in Southwest Michigan. And we are hosting that Lunch and Learn event on the 21st. And so that's kind of an example of what it looks like for a community group to engage their community. We're hosting this as to invite anyone in the community to learn more about human trafficking. Another ways that we engage the community is through our label project. I think Emily mentioned this in the past, but they are signs that have pull tabs on the bottom with the human trafficking hotline number. And we distribute and manage them in restrooms all over the state, specifically in rest areas, which can be high traffic areas for human trafficking. And other high traffic areas like airports and that kind of thing. So,
I want to right there, just kind of going back to when you asked me what things that I've learned from this, like even you just mentioning their rest areas. I think about how many of us have been on a road trip going up north, anything like that. We stopped at a rest area, stretch our legs. And again, not to be a boogeyman or anything like that, but it's just so weird to now think about like, okay, there is stuff that is happening, you know, right under our noses that because we don't know about it, we just go about our business. And that's why the education is there. And the pamphlets you guys hand out or you put up or the meetings and everything, that's so people know to look. And if you see something, say something, that's what we want to do. That's kind of what it is. So now, can anyone sign up for this? What are we signing up for? Hold on. I lost my spot there. and to be part of the abolitionist series or anything like that, can anyone sign up for that?
Anybody and everyone, we would love for you to engage with and be a part of our MAP community. So there's going to be a link in the show notes to that abolitionist series. We would love for you to sign up, or if you want to get involved in any other ways, like coming to one of the community groups, getting involved, or if you are listening to these podcasts and are thinking, man, I really want to bring this to my community, and maybe there isn't a group in your community and you'd like to start one, we would love to have you. So we each month have volunteer interest meetings that Emily helps to lead. The next one is on February 3rd, and would love to have you join that. And so you can learn more about community groups and what it looks like to get involved there. You can go to our events page on our website, map-mi.org/events, to register for it, but we'll also link it in the page.
Great stuff. And get involved if you're looking, and even if you're just curious, there's a lot of great information. They'd be more than happy to answer those for you. All right, let's get to the big E. The whole reason we're doing this, the whole reason you guys do what you do every single day, fighting that good fight, eradicate. What are we trying to do at the end of the day?
Yeah. So, I mean, as we've talked about from the get-go, supply and demand. We know that human trafficking is fueled by that demand. And if we end the demand, if there is no demand for commercial sex or cheap labor, then human trafficking will cease to exist. So we are passionate about ways to address demand reduction and continuing to educate the community on this so that that final E will happen, that we can hopefully see a day where human trafficking is no longer a thing and it is eradicated.
I think we can all get on board with that. I don't think there's anyone who would say, well, other than the bad people that are promoting this, profiting from this, that's who we are fighting every single day. And you got to think about it. It's neighbors. It could be someone's daughter, someone's mom, father, all involved in this, affected by this. And the main goal when this is all said and done is to no longer have victims of human trafficking. No one should have to go through that, not even for a day. It doesn't matter. And that's what the Michigan Abolitionist Project is all about and the great people they work with. And that's why we're having this. So eradicate the big E, and that's what we're aiming for. And, of course, Heather, people like you, Emily, all the people that we've chatted with throughout this, the people that we've met that are doing that. If people do want to get involved, or if they're like, they just want to find out more, what do they need to know about the Michigan Abolitionist Project? Where can they go to find out more and just get linked up with you guys?
Yeah. So right now, I mean, on our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn accounts, we're going to be posting all kinds of stuff all month and probably more than you can read in a day. So, I mean, just keep saving it and look back on it. If some of the topics are of particular interest to you, would love to, to engage with you on that too. Join us for one or all of our events. Again, they'll be linked in the show notes. We would really love to have you. And let us know that you listened to these podcasts, that they were helpful for you, and share too. I think, you know, that's maybe one of the easiest things that you can do to help spread awareness. And I mean, is to just click that share button or, you know, post it to your story. And I think, you know, we've talked about this in the past too, with just making sure that you have mentioned this a ton, just making sure that we're spreading the awareness, that we're spreading is truth, and that we're spreading facts and not myths and rumors. And we can assure you that anything that you share from the Michigan Abolitionist Project will not be that. Actually, our post yesterday just highlighted, those myths, rumors, and linked some articles for you to look at. But we would love for you guys to engage with us in any of our social media outlets. Send us some emails, come to our events, come to that volunteer interest meeting and start a community group or jump into one of the community groups in your area. We would love to have all of have any of you with us. And I also do lastly want to give a really big shout out to the Young Fang Care and Share program, who provided the funding for this podcast series through a grant. We are so thankful to them. They've been faithful in partnering alongside us in the Southwest Michigan Task Force for years now. And we're so excited about this series and the people who are going to grow in their understanding of trafficking through it. So thank you again to Young Fang for that. And obviously, Brock, we just are so grateful to you for doing this series with us. And really appreciate it. Have enjoyed doing this with you. And are grateful for your involvement and engagement in this too. So, yeah.
The honor, the pleasure is all mine, and really no thanks is necessary, because this is why we do what we do, community involvement. And I'm so grateful of the eye-opening experience that I've had over the last 10 podcasts. Like we've always kind of joked from the very beginning, if you were to ask me, hey, what do you know about human trafficking? I'm like, wow, I know I heard Epstein a little bit. I know he was probably involved, and I think that movie Taken. And that's kind of where a lot of people are sitting right now. And I think maybe we just kind of turned ignorance is bliss. We don't want to think about someone's daughter being trafficked. We don't want to think about someone trying to come to this country to start a better life being trafficked in labor. We don't want to think about that because it's rough. It's dirty. It's ugh. How could one person do that to another person? But that's the conversation we have to have right now. And because of people like you, that's, I think, the true thanks needs to go to people like you, Emily, all the other great people who have taken time out of their own lives, who have, answered the call to fight this terrible thing. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to. And so I am grateful to have worked with you in this time. And I'm grateful for everyone that is doing what they're doing. And folks, big picture, if anything you take from this, if you're not, just go to map-mi.org. Start there. Start there. Find them on Facebook. Start there. And I promise you, you will want to get involved. I promise you that you will realize that this is a bigger problem than you realized. Again, not to be boogeyman or anything like that, but this is something that we all need to come together on. We are all in this together. We are human beings that are trying to take care of other human beings. And it's as simple as that. And with people like Heather and the other great people at the Michigan Abolitionist Project, we can do that. We can combat that. And I hope a year from now, I can look back and be like, remember when we had to do that silly podcast about human trafficking? Not anymore. Not anymore. That's what I'm hoping. That's what I'm hoping.
That would be awesome.
And someday we'll get there because of amazing people like the folks at the organization MAP and all around that are combating human trafficking. So that is enough of me waxing poetic, if you will. Heather, thank you so much for this experience. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. We appreciate it too. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
listen to the other previous podcast and find out more map-mi.org, the Michigan Abolitionist Project. They're here to help and they want your help as well. All right. That's going to do it for Brock and Map on WIRX.